He travels the world to promote humor, health, and healing. You are listening to ReachMD XM 233, the channel for medical professionals. Welcome to the Clinician's Roundtable. I'm Susan Dolan, your host, and with me today is Dr. Bowen White. Dr. White founded the Department of Preventative and Stress Medicine for the Baptist Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Department of Wellness and Health Promotion. He is the author of the book, Why Normal Isn't Healthy, How to Find Heart, Meaning, Passion, and Humor on the Road Most Traveled, as seen in the PBS special, The Promise of Play. Dr. White, welcome back to the Clinician's Roundtable.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your recent trip to Ecuador.
Well, as you're, I think, aware, I like to disturb people both here and abroad, and one of the things I do is travel around the planet to different countries to visit sick people and people that aren't so sick, people that may be in prison or kids in schools or orphans, nursing homes, prisons, both men and women. And, you know, the trip to Ecuador was just one of those trips. We go as a clown troupe, and we had 24 or 5 people on that trip, and we're bringing a new generation along. There are, my daughter is a clown. Some of your audience may have seen the movie Patch Adams. Patch happens to be the one doctor I know that's more disturbed than I am, and he's the guy that got me into clowning in 1991, and on a trip to Russia, and I've been clowning ever since on these trips, and most of those, actually all of the trips where I have focused on clowning have been with Patch and this cohort of people. And now we're getting to be geezers, so we've gotten our kids involved in this process and some of their friends so that they're beginning to take leadership responsibilities in this process of trying to bring little joy to people that don't have much.
Does this clown troupe have a name?
Well, actually, it's a hodgepodge. It's a motley crew, people from the Gesundheit Institute, which is Patch's not-for-profit, but there are other lunatics participating from different organizations in different countries all over the world. Also, a group from Airline Ambassadors here, which is the service group from the airline industry, and most of the people that we've been involved with actually work with American Airlines, and sometimes they're really great about coming up with really cheap tickets.
And that's their purpose, Airline Ambassadors?
These people, you know, travel all over the world anyway in their jobs, but they also then travel to places with us. And on their own, they have a whole series of projects they have going on all over the world, and they can get us free tickets often, and we co-conspire to do things like bring aid to places, school supplies, that sort of thing. They're also all clowns, and actually, we meet in some airport, those of us coming from the U.S., we meet in an airport, usually on the coast, and fly in clown to the destination, and that's what we did when we went to Ecuador.
So when you're sitting in the seats, you're all dressed up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes traveling a little different experience, going through security, etc. My clown is actually a proctologist, has a very large posterior, so it's not easy for me to sit in the seat with my clown butt in place, but it is a mobile unit. And when I bring it around to the front, I'll tell you it's an impressive sight. It's great psychic compensation for anyone's feelings of inadequacy, I'll tell you that right now.
What's your clown name?
Dr. J-E-R-K-O.
Dr. Jerko?
That's Jerko, if you don't mind. He's a little sensitive about it. A lot of people mispronounce it. He is, as I said, a clown proctologist. He is self-taught. Never went to clown school. He's a tramp clown as opposed to a gauche. A gauche is a clown with a white face. I have a costume and stuff. I've got the big butt and a hat, a nose, and a personality that's reflected in the name.
So were you sitting next to other clowns on the plane?
You know how airlines work. Sometimes you're flying with your family and you'll even get to sit together, and, well, other times not. It's the same way with us. Sometimes we're sitting together and sometimes not.
How are these trips financed?
You know, a lot of people just pay their own way to go. Sometimes we get cheap tickets or even free tickets through Airline Ambassadors. Gesundheit will pick up the cost. Patch will work out a deal where he'll go someplace to speak. And one of the deals is he'll say, okay, well, I'm bringing this crew with me. We need some help. terms of transportation and stuff. So it varies. Let's just put it like that. Whatever it costs, it's a bargain because you get much more out of it than you pay for.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM 233, the channel for medical professionals. I'm Susan Dolan, your host, and joining me is Dr. Bowen White discussing his recent trip to Ecuador. Dr. White, what was your itinerary?
You know, I can't remember now since that was in June, and the very, very beginning of June. I mean, we went to Quito, and we went from Quito to Guayaquil. So we were in two different cities in Ecuador. I don't remember the specifics, but we went to a women's prison. We went to a couple of hospices. We went to two schools for different abled children. We went to orphanages and, of course, hospitals.
And how were you received?
Amazingly enough, people of all ages like to feel better. And when a clown troupe enters the scene, the fun factor seems to all of a sudden be appreciated. You know, the kids go bananas. Imagine being the teacher for a group of kids that a lot of people call them disabled. I call them different abled. They see this clown troupe come in there. I mean, it's like total chaos. One of the things that was fun for me in this one particular school, I mean, these kids have significant problems, and I went into a classroom and became the teacher, and I had a great time with the teacher and with the kids, and I did math purposely wrong. So, you know, on the board, uno plus uno equals cuatro. See? You know, and oh, it, what? Oh, here, you know, show me. Let the kids have the experience of playing with me and correcting me. It's always fun for kids to get to correct the teacher. You know, if you're in a hospice with someone that's dying, I mean, it's an entirely different thing. I mean, you may just be sitting there holding their hand and, you know, you may be singing to them. You know, you may be laughing with them. You might be crying with them. It just, the way you're received, you know, it's going to be unique to the circumstance.
Do you ever practice medicine?
On these trips, you know, we'll take medical supplies, but we're not there to practice medicine. We're there to make contact with people, sort of people-to-people diplomacy, only, you know, we're in clown, so it makes it a little different experience, but it's the human connection we're going for. And we, you know, we've taken tons of stuff all over the planet, but that's secondary to making the human connection. That's what we're really interested in.
Do they have clowns in Ecuador other than your troupe?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's happened, the Patch Adams movie has gone all over the world, and there's people, interestingly enough, doing this all over the planet. And some people, which is very bizarre for us, some people are trying to organize it and have certification, and you have to pay so much money to get training and then be certified. And, you know, there's certain rules and of decorum, and which is, you know, at a distance from, you know, how this all started. And it's at a distance from what our experience is. But mostly that's in Europe, in Western Europe, where it's that organized an activity. There's a group in Peru that we've done a lot of work with. In fact, there's a trip leaving for Peru. My daughter, that's the clown, leaves tomorrow for 2 weeks in Peru to go to Iquitos, which is in the Amazon basin, to a small community called Belin of 16,000 people, where they're underwater 5 or 6 months out of the year, and have the gutter is the toilet, and they have no potable water, and they have a whole lot of problems, including incredible poverty, so much so that's one of the problems they have is with the, you know, selling their children into sexual slavery. So we've taken on Baleen as a project to see what we could do to help this community, and last year when we were there, we started, amongst other things, painting houses. We bought a bunch of paint, started painting houses, and people kind of wondered, you know, what are these gringos doing? And they saw that we were really committed to this, and they were kind of standing back to begin with. And the next day, I mean, they were waiting for us to come, and they wanted to participate. And this year, the painting project continues. We're going to paint 256 houses, and working with a not-for-profit from Norway to put in wells that will begin to provide people with potable water Yeah, that happens tomorrow. I have some things I have to be doing here, some important grown-up stuff to do here, so I'm not going on the trip, but I'm delighted my daughter's going. She's been to Peru last year. She made it to Cuba. We went to Sri Lanka after the tsunami. And just so, you know, we got a little clown family. My wife's a clown. She's gotten into it. And so we, within the larger family, there's this smaller clown family, and it's really fun sharing this experience. And the whole deal is they recognized how much fun I had, and it's really a selfish act that we're participating in. We go for us because it's so satisfying and so much fun for us.
I want to thank Dr. Bowen White, who has been our guest today discussing his recent humanitarian trip to Ecuador. I'm Susan Dolan. You've been listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM 233, the channel for medical professionals. For comments and questions, send your email to xm@reachmd.com. Thank you for listening.